Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. We are teaching now on the book of Revelation, the revelation of Jesus Christ. But there is another entity in the book of Revelation. That entity is Satan, the enemy of God and his people. The Hebrew definition of, we say Satan, they pronounce Satan, is the adversary, the enemy. He is by name God's enemy, the adversary of God, the enemy of God, and he is against all God's plans. Today's broadcast might seem like an interruption to the book of Revelation. However, it is an up-to-the-minute tragic example of this well-known scripture from the book of Revelation. Revelation 12:12. The devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knows that he has but a short time. If we back up one verse, we find the answer to this. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. Now this is an early report of the tragedy in Aurora. ABC News reported early on, thousands of eager fans flocked to movie theaters across the country Thursday evening, July 19, to see the midnight premiere of the new film, The Dark Knight Rises. But shortly after the movie began at the Century 16 Theater in Aurora, Colorado, 24-year-old James Holmes allegedly entered the theater and opened fire, shooting a total of 70 people. 12 people were killed and 58 were injured. By now, sadly, you have been well informed of the grisly details, and you have heard over and over that no one has the answer. No one knows how this could have happened, how a super intelligent kid brought up in an upper middle class home, well educated, how could he have turned into a monster mass murderer? I submit to you that the answer is found only in the Word of God. And people who believe the answer lies therein are now politically adjudged as ignorant ones who look to God for answer and advice as to what should be done. I believe that James Holmes was possessed by God's enemy, Satan. He probably moved from oppression to obsession to possession. Aurora, Colorado is only a few miles away from Columbine, where the terrible Columbine tragic shooting happened. This is from Jeff Koss. He's an author of the book, Columbine, A True Crime Story, A Victim, The Killers, and The Nation's Search for Answers. Jeff writes, after incidents like Columbine, and now the Aurora theater shootings, people are wondering what it is about Colorado. And indeed, while these two are the deadliest incidents, they are not the only ones in recent Colorado history that might be highlighted. In 2006, an adult gunman entered Platte Canyon High School in the foothills about 45 miles outside Denver and shot dead 16-year-old Emily Keyes before shooting himself. In 2007, Matthew Murray, 24, shot 4 people dead, then killed himself in a rampage that included the New Life Church in Colorado Springs. He had downloads on his computer about Columbine gunmen Dylan Klebold and Eric Harris, the Platte Canyon school shootings, and the Virginia Tech shootings. Experts later did a forensic analysis of the computer and found 444 connections to Columbine. There were 33 to Virginia Tech, the Denver Post reported. This is Billy Brim speaking, and these are my own comments. I believe that the two young murderers of Columbine were possessed by demons. The two young men died, and their spirits departed to their eternal home, among the damned. The demons who drove them, however, did not depart Earth, nor the environs of Columbine. They found another body to operate through in James Holmes. When Columbine happened, Rachel Tufatiller, long seasoned prayer warrior, went to the Lord and asked, "Lord, couldn't you have stopped that?" "No," was his answer. "They put me out of the schools." But he instructed her as to how his own could prevent something happening like that in their schools. She was told that if people would circle their schools in the morning and draw a bloodline around them, Satan could not cross it. With me is my son, Terry Brim, and I'm asking, Terry is the director, general manager of Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks, and he was a student when he had a run-in with Satan, and I want him to tell you about it in detail. Terry, would you please tell them?
Yes, I don't know that it was Satan, but demons.
Sure.
Probably low-level demons. And I was in college. It was my junior year. I had been living in a town 10 miles from campus at a house that I really liked. But my roommate had got a promotion. He didn't go to college, and he got another promotion in his field. And so it was just me. And, you know, I should have prayed, Mom, before I made any decisions. Mm-hmm. And I kind of let money dictate what I was going to do. And I mm-hmm. moved fast to try to find another place to live. And I did. Was it God's will? I'm sure it was not. Mm-hmm. But I did not. That just gives you another example. Don't let money dictate mm-hmm. everything mm-hmm. that you do. So anyway, I did. Like I said, I found a place. It was a trailer house there on the campus. Some of my rodeo friends were there.
You were at Panhandle State University, which was a rodeo school, you might say.
Yeah,
that was their
and
big sport.
Agriculture guys mm-hmm. and cowboy type guys. And I knew some of them, you know, were kind of on the wild side, but the way I justified it, all I need is a place to sleep and take a shower. No big deal. My relationship with God before that time was very good. I had a lot of time for the Lord, a lot of peace and quiet with my roommate. But now, coming into this trailer house on campus, that wasn't the case. There was a lot of partying going on, late nights, stuff like, you know, card games and just all kinds of things, drinking that are not very good for anybody's spiritual
sexual
growth.
Things too.
Well, yeah, they had, movies that they played, you know, mm-hmm. that kind of thing going on pretty often. So my relationship with the Lord really took a back seat. And I was one night after about, 6 months of this, it was about, 11 o'clock, 11:30 at night. It was on a Saturday evening. Might have been early Sunday morning. But I was just thinking, and I wasn't talking to the Lord, but I thought, Terry, how far you have drifted from God since you've been in this place. And I thought this, I can't wait to fall asleep because I don't want to even think about where I once was with my father and where I am now. And before I fell asleep, I just closed my eyes, and my room suddenly dropped in temperature to what it felt like, maybe 32 degrees. Mm. It was a summer night, warm outside. The temperature, I would say, would probably have been about 75. And to feel like that, and the most eerie feeling came into that room, and my bed actually began to levitate. And I thought, oh, my God.
How far up did it go?
Oh, I'm going to guess it went as high as this table, which is about 3 feet off the ground.
Mm-hmm. With you in it?
With me in it. And I thought, oh, my God, this is how backsliding Christians die. And it scared me. And I remember I could say anything. In fact, I hollered out God. They didn't try to stop me from saying God. But I knew if I can say the word Jesus, the name Jesus, that I knew that was where my refuge was. But they fought me on it. They wouldn't let me say it. And but I felt like that my life was in the balance and that I had to get it out. And I did not quit. if this ever happens to anybody out there, don't quit. Don't quit on Jesus, no matter where you're at in your life, or if something like this happens, don't quit. Keep trying. I finally got it out. It took probably about 5 or 6 minutes, but I finally got Jesus out. It wasn't a very good Jesus, but I got it out. And when I did, that bed dropped like that, and that cold temperature left, and that presence left, and it went back to the normal temperature that it should have been in that room. Immediately, I got up, and there was still a small card game going on with some of the guys still there that lived there. And I said to them, I have to tell you guys something. I've somewhat lived a lie and didn't let you all know that I'm a born-again Christian. And something just happened inside my room that has scared me. And I know what I must do right now. One, I want to tell you that I am recommitting my faith to God in front of you. Two, I'm going to tell you just what happened in my bedroom. And I told them the same story I just told you. Their faces got blank. They said, did that happen perhaps about 30 minutes ago when that happened? I said, yes. They all looked at each other and said, there was the most eerie presence that passed us by. And we all said, did you feel that? And because of that, we turned that into a victory for the Lord. I had a teacher that was a born-again Christian, spirit-filled. I told her about it. She came over and anointed that trailer. I believe about...
Every door, every opening?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And we just had a prayer meeting there. The guys that were there got either rededicated themselves to God or got born
again.
Did
she come that night?
She came that night.
You called her that night?
Yeah. No, she came the next night.
Oh, the next night.
The
okay.
next night. But those, everyone, in fact, one of the guys that were there, he called me, not that long ago, and he said, do you remember that night?
They all came to the Lord.
Yes.
And he said?
I said, yes, wasn't that something? And he goes, yeah, that's when my life changed. You know, and started, and every one of them, that was the case that were there. They got to meet the Lord.
Praise God.
You know, I don't know where they're at now in their walk. But
one of them, you know, is in heaven.
One of them is in heaven. I didn't know it, but he had at that time, he knew it, but he never told anyone that he had a disease that would take his life at a young age.
Well, praise the Lord. Glory be to God.
But he got to meet the Lord before he went to heaven.
Oh, Terry, thank you for sharing this with us. I do have this account told in my book, The Blood and the Glory, and we're going to make a special radio price on that, 1-800-972-3447. Please call and ask for a special radio discount for The Blood and the Glory. It gives Terry's testimony. It gives my son Chip's testimony. If you'll be back with us tomorrow, we'll talk more about this situation that just happened in the earth and what we can do about such things. Hallelujah. Praise God for the blood. This is Billy Brim and Terry being back tomorrow. Shalom.